This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 21 Israeli soldiers were killed in Gaza, the military said on Tuesday, the biggest death toll in a single day since the war began in October, amid what Palestinians said was the most intense bombardment of southern Gaza in the conflict. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The deaths were announced as Israel said its forces had encircled southern Gaza's main city, Khan Yunis, in a major ground assault, trapping Palestinians trying to flee. An Israeli military spokesman said the soldiers died on Monday when two buildings they had mined for demolition exploded after Hamas militants fired at a nearby tank. Earlier, three soldiers were reported killed in a separate attack in southern Gaza. As mourners attended the funeral of one of the slain servicemen, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that Israel would not stop fighting in Gaza until it achieved, quote, absolute victory. Israel says it's attacking remaining Hamas strongholds in Gaza and trying to clear areas near the border.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. U.S. Middle East envoy Brett McGurk is in Cairo and will travel in the region for quote-unquote active discussions on ensuring the release of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza and securing a humanitarian pause, the White House said on Tuesday.
Certainly one of the things he's in the region talking about is the potential for another hostage deal, which would require a humanitarian pause of some length to get that done, and that's definitely on the agenda.
White House spokesperson John Kirby. Russian missiles struck three Ukrainian cities, including its two biggest, damaging apartment buildings and killing at least seven people. Officials said Tuesday's barrage injured at least 20 people in four districts of Kyiv, the capital, and also hit in Kharkiv in northeast.